Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Richard Clayton. This week, Skinny Love.
Come on, skinny love, just let's sing it. To pour a little salt we will never hear. My, 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 my.
On first hearing, Bon Iver's Skinny Love seemed an unlikely song to become a pop standard. It was written in 2006 by a lonely guy who'd retreated from the world, and its lacerating melody was originally played on a vintage resonator guitar. The vocals swoop from a heady mumble at the start to venting like an angry hillbilly in the chorus. And what is Skinny Love anyway? More of that anon, but Amor Fou on the catwalk, it ain't. Overall, you're never sure if it works as score settling or self-abasement. Obviously, it's good. Sonically arresting and emotionally compelling. It's just not the type of composition you expect to feature frequently on reality show singing auditions. Yet that has been its fate, and what better definition of a 21st century pop standard is there, as well as to be covered by Taylor Swift's favourite East Anglian troubadour, Ed Sheeran.
Come on, skinny love, what happened here? Suckle on the hope of life as it.
As a result, Skinny Love has helped turn its creator, Justin Vernon, into a Grammy-winning, genre-straddling super-collaborator whose most prominent fan is Kanye West. How that happened tells much about music industry mechanics over the past decade. Vernon had, quote, kind of given up when he wintered in his father's log cabin in rural Wisconsin. He had split from his band and his girlfriend and was recovering from a serious illness. Gradually, he wrote songs, wordless melodies at first, guided by falsetto syllables. Later, he crafted opaque lyrics, couched as, quote, a small internal dialogue between me and the microphone. The eventual album, For Emma Forever Ago, was self-released in July 2007, then put out by an indie label in February 2008. That April, Skinny Love was its first single.
I told you to be patient, and I told you to be fine, and I told you to be balanced, and I told you to be kind, and in the morning I'll be with you, and it will be a different kind.
The album was a huge critical success. These were the days before so-called peak beard, when the greater proportion of lumberjack shirts was still worn by lumberjacks, and YouTube was a fairly new kid on technology's block. Journalists couldn't get enough of the log cabin story, which tapped into a strain of American romance and resilience that goes back to Walden Pond. Henry David Thoreau didn't have Northern Exposure DVDs to watch, but he might recognise the spiritual terrain. Hipsters responded to what they perceived as authentic backwards heartbreak, although Vernon has said, Emma isn't a person. Emma is a place you get stuck in. Emma's a pain that you can't erase. Skinny Love really took off online, becoming a popular choice for people posting films of themselves singing in their bedrooms. The tipping point, however, was the 2011 version by 14-year-old Jasmine Lucilla Elizabeth Jennifer Vandenbogaard. Better known as Birdie, she was the daughter of an English peer of the realm and a concert pianist, and she already had a record contract. The official video of her plaintive, porcelain-toned, piano-led rendition has now been viewed more than 100 million times.
Come on, skinny love just last year. Poor little soul, we were never here.
It launched Birdie's career spectacularly and proved very big in Australia, where perhaps the most famous of those reality auditions occurred, Bella Ferraro's on The X Factor in 2012. Arguably, the Birdie version is also wrapped up in the trend for winsome female covers of indie classics, which the retailer John Lewis has made so much of in its Christmas advertising. Birdie's marketing team clearly think they can repeat the trick. Now 19, she's covered Skinny Love for Elle magazine to promote her latest album. Inevitably more nuanced and mature, it does suggest she is an artist with staying power. And the definition of skinny love? Vernon has said it's when, quote, you're in a relationship because you need help, but that's not necessarily why you should be in a relationship. And that's skinny. It doesn't have weight. Skinny love doesn't have a chance because it's not nourished. So there. Maybe it was destined to appeal to the X Factor crowd after all.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.